Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So tell me about your sales force. What are they like? Do they really understand what it means to be a sales master? Or do they just show up and say, I'm here, I need your business, I have quotas, buy from me? Which salesperson do you have? Do you have the one who is the professional salesperson? Or do you have the one who just goes out and doesn't have a clue what they're doing and hopes that someone signs up? You see, most salespeople are truly not salespeople. They're order takers. They walk in and they say, do you have something to give me? Do you want to buy today? I need your business. We are the greatest. We are the best. Here's what we can do for you. But a sales master, someone who is the salesperson, who is the professional, has spent years studying business. You know, whether you're in athletics, I mean, you look at the professional athletics, they usually started, whether it's football, baseball, swimming, skiing, whatever it happens to be, they probably started when they were very young, 8 or 10 years old, perfecting their sport. And even if they get to the top of their sport, they still work at it every single day to make sure they are on top. If you're talking about the chess masters, when they start to play their game, they size up their opponents, they studied their opponents' moves, and they know exactly how they're going to play the game, and they play it in their mind before the first move is made. And our salespeople should be playing the sales game and understanding every move that needs to be made before they walk in the door. Do they understand the company? Do they know what the company does? Do they know what the company's needs are? Do they know what the competition is? Have they had conversation with this person before? Have they evaluated exactly how this person listens, how they're going to deliver the message, how they're going to get them to understand, how they're going to get them to bring the buyer to their side and understand that they are the person to do business? That's what the professional salesperson does. The professional salesperson actually studies sales every single day. They listen to themselves. They listen to what they're saying when they're prospecting. They understand that prospecting is part of sales. They know exactly what they're going to do and when they're going to do it. And although it's not scripted, in a way, it is scripted because they understand if the buyer says this, they do that. If the buyer says that, they do this. They know exactly what the objections are. They spend a lifetime understanding people and understanding that it's not about what the salesperson needs. It's about what the potential buyer needs. How can we serve them? What can we do for them? How can we help them become more successful? What's important to them? And then they get to know the person and they get to know what's important. They ask important questions. They don't just walk in and say, hi, I'm from the XYZ company. Here's my product. Here's what we do. We are the best in the market. Here's my price list. Do you want to buy? They actually engage in conversation with the buyer. They try to find out what the buyer is looking for, what they need, what their buying process is. They learn as much as they possibly can about the buyer. So if you're a one-person operation and you are the salesperson, you need to start studying sales, even if you think you know everything. You can't know enough. If you have a sales force, ride with a sales force. See how they perform. See what they say. Are they professional people, or are they just order takers that you could hire at a much less expensive cost? Sales, prospecting and sales is what makes the business work. It's something that most CEOs don't spend a lot of time on, don't truly understand. have never picked up the briefcase and gone out and sold themselves. And even if you have sold yourself, from time to time you still have to pick up the briefcase and go out to see what's changed, to see how the buyers are behaving, to see what they're thinking. Salespeople need not to be order takers. They need to be professional salespeople who understand why they're talking to someone, who they should be talking to, and what the results are that they want to get. Get your sales force working in that direction, and you will have the first step to becoming incredibly profitable. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.